All right. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Anne McIndoe, your author's coach, and I want to say thank you. Thank you for joining me today on Author Talk, a monthly helping of tools, tips, strategies, next steps, and resources to help you on your author's journey. And I'm delighted that you are here. Thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy day, your schedule, to join me tonight. Okay, I like to keep things short and sweet, so the format for our call is as follows. First, I'm going to talk about tonight's topic, which is inspiration, getting inspired to write, and then writing inspiring content, okay? And I'll talk about being inspired and getting inspired for about 30 minutes, and then I'll spend 2 minutes on a couple of author resources to help you, and then finally, our live Q&A session. And you are welcome to ask questions about any aspect of your book, about editing, publishing, your online presence, your website, your blog, your products, you know, if you have a workbook, a journal, a coaching program, you know, an online course, whatever you might have. If you want to talk about marketing, branding, social media, turning your book into a movie, I have a couple of my clients that are doing that right now. And anything that has to do with your book, you can ask as many questions as you like. I just ask that you ask one or two questions at a time so others can ask theirs, and then you can get in the queue again and ask again. And I'll stay on the line until all the questions are answered, okay? All right, so let's get started. First things first, inspiration, getting inspired to write. Now, as a result of writing most of my life and producing over 1,000 books, can you believe it? I have 1,228 books that I've produced in the last 10 years. I have found that you produce your best when you are inspired. Now, inspiration comes from passion, and passion comes from your driving force or your why. Okay, so let's start with your why. Why are you writing your book? You know, what made you want to invest your time and resources to write your book? You know, right now you could be having dinner with friends. You could be, you know, out in the jacuzzi. You could be going for a walk. You could be doing, you know, watch TV. You can be doing all kinds of things. Why are you here? What made you say, you know what, I'm going to spend an hour with Anne and learn more about writing my book? What is your why? And as I learned from Mark Victor Hansen, the co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, he asks, what is your BHAG? B as in boy, H as in Harry, A, G, which stands for big, hairy, audacious goal. Don't you just love that? Your BHAG, your big, hairy, audacious goal. What is it? What is your BHAG? Okay? Do you want to teach your system? Do you want to share your experience? Do you want to demonstrate or train others? Do you want to use your book as a workbook, a lead generator? Is your book your new business card? Do you want to launch a business or a new service? There's a million things you could do. Do you want to create products, a workbook, a coaching program, an online course? What is your why? What do you want to do? What do you want to get out of this book? What specific results are you looking for? What's your BHAG? Make money? Get more clients? Speaking invitations? What do you want? And after producing all these books and writing for most of my life, I've come to know that it's important to know your why. Your why will determine the direction and action you take. And so I came up with a really great way to figure out how to figure out your why in just a few easy steps. All right. So here's how you can figure out. Here's a really fun way to figure out what your why or your BHAG is, okay? All right, got your pencil? All right, 3 steps. First, make an appointment with yourself. All right, set aside 30 to 45 minutes and find a quiet spot where you can relax and think. You know, and it might be in your home, you know, next to the fireplace or looking out the window. Maybe it's outside at the park or near water or on your patio. You know, maybe it's your private sanctuary. Maybe it's your bedroom or another private place. It could be your office. You know, how about Starbucks? Anywhere you are comfortable and you can be undisturbed, okay? So that's the first thing. You make an appointment that you're going to figure this out. You're going to figure out what your why is, what your BHAG is, and you're going to make an appointment for 30 to 45 minutes. That's the first thing. Second step is you're going to have paper or a notepad or an iPad or something and a pen handy. All right? And most importantly, you're going to have your favorite beverage that you like to relax with. It can be a cup of hot tea. It could be a cocoa. It could be a glass of wine. It could be a margarita big enough for a family of five. It doesn't matter. Something to relax you, something that you can just blow it out and relax, okay? And that you will enjoy while you're thinking about this. And then the third step is to think. Now that you're comfy and you're relaxed, you're going to think. You're going to think about your why. Why are you writing this book? You know, think about the what. What are you going to do with this book? How are you going to use it? How will it make a difference? Who are you going to help? And asking yourself these questions and just jotting down words, just bullet point, bullet point, bullet point, no sentences, just write it down really quick. Words, as they come down, just start writing them down. And that's what's going to inspire you. Remember I had you do your vision, outcome, purpose at the beginning of the process of writing your book? Read your VOP. Remember why you're doing this. And start jotting down ideas and notes and action items. And then finally, there's an inspirational story exercise that I've created for my author students. And I'm going to give it to you. It's going to be loaded on the website, and I'll give you the instructions in just a few minutes. But the inspirational story exercise has four big questions with a lot of sub-questions for you to think about. And the questions are, number one, what happened? Number two, how did it affect you? Number three, what did you learn? And number four, what would you like to teach others? And when you answer those questions and all the sub-questions, that will inspire you. That will remind you of your why and what you want to do. The reason you're even here, why you're investing your resources, your time and your money, you know, your energy to get this done. So you will be able to download the inspiration exercise at my website at www.soyouwanttowrite.com. And then if you start reading the page and go towards the middle of the page, you'll see a big heading saying author products. And then you'll see the sixth one, the third one on the second row says author talk. And so I want you to click on author talk. And then when you come up with the author talk page, you'll see under the audio recording section, you'll see the exercise. And so download the exercise, print it out, think about the questions, you know, and either write the answers out, or if you don't want to write, make some bullets. Either one, either process works. Okay, the goal is to get the story out of your head. Okay, and the exercise and a recording of this call will be on the website in the next 24 hours. All right? Okay. So that is, you know, getting inspired to write. Now, here's the fun part. I love this part. Let's talk about writing inspiring content. Okay? Now, writing to inspire requires emotion and vision. Now, from personal experience, the easiest writing comes when you write about what you know. Write up what you are passionate about. Because if there's no inner emotion, your writing will be dull. This is why your why is so important. You know, that is the driving force that will keep you on the path to writing your book. So when creating content for an idea, use the following techniques. Ask questions ask lots of what ifs. Instead of focusing on coming up with an idea, try this. Focus on the topic you want to write about and ask questions about it. Look at books, magazines, newspaper articles, editorials, news stories on TV, columns, brochures, advice columns, financial papers, and of course, the internet. You know, between Yahoo Mail and Google, you know, all of these sources have ideas and information, you know, that you can use. And then talk to others about your idea. What would they want to know about your topic? What questions do they have about your ideas and subject? And so your ideas and content will continue to evolve, and let them grow. Let them change. Let them evolve. This is all part of the process. So let's do a fun exercise right now that will show you how easy it is to write just using three words. Are you ready? All right. Everybody got their paper and their pencil? Or your computer? It's okay. You can use any tool you want. iPad, computer, paper, pencil, whatever you like. I call this the power writing strategy. All right, I have to get ready for the clock here. Okay. Now, did you know that if you are given three words, your mind will create a picture, a scene, a story, or an image in your mind? Now imagine taking that image and writing as fast as you can without stopping to think, punctuate, or edit your writing. That's right, just 3 minutes of power writing. This is an effective way to give your imagination free rein to create. Now, in the exercise, we're going to just use 3 minutes, but you can do this for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but set a limit. And you can use this powerful writing strategy as one of the tools to write your book. It's a fantastic way to produce content quickly. You will be surprised at how much writing you can do in just 3 little minutes, all right? So let's give it a test run. Here are the rules for the power writing exercise. There's 7 rules. All right, first, I'm going to give you 4 words. I want you to write these down right now. You ready? Okay, word number 1 is wedding bells, or actually 2 words, wedding bells. The second one is chapel, C-H-A-P-E-L. The third is cell phone. And the 4th word is ringing. Okay, so here are the 4 words for the exercise. Wedding bells, chapel, cell phone, and ringing. Okay, I know you're probably already creating a picture in your mind. Now, here are the guidelines for the exercise. Number 2, any one of these 4 words must start the first sentence. So wedding bells were ringing, or wedding bells chimed through the land, or chapel staff was surrounding the building, or cell phone in her pocket was whatever, okay? So any one of these 4 words must start the first sentence. The other words must appear in the first paragraph. All right? Next guideline, we're going to write for 3 minutes. And I don't want you to think. I don't want you to punctuate. No editing. Just writing. I want you to write as much as you can, as fast as you can. Don't let your pen stop or your fingers on the keyboard stop. Just let the words come out and just keep writing. Okay? I want you to create a story. I want you to keep asking yourself, what happened next? And keep writing. And then ask again, and then what happened? And write some more. And then I'll let you know when the 3 minutes are up and time to stop writing. Okay? So the 4 words were wedding bells, chapel, cell phone, and ringing. Any one of those words must start the first sentence. And then the other words can appear in that first paragraph. And we're going to write for 3 minutes, no thinking, punctuating, or editing, just writing. Okay, and create a story and keep asking yourself, what happened next? Okay? All right. And so, all right. So you ready? Okay, I'm going to start the 3 minutes. Okay, and go. 3 minutes. It's 5:16. We're going to stop at 5:19. And right. Don't think, don't punctuate, don't edit, just write. Write as much as you can. Write as fast as you can. Keep asking, what happened next? And then what happened? Keep writing as fast as you can. I know your hands might get tired, but keep typing or keep writing or keep typing. Just keep going. Right. All right, we have 2 minutes. We have 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Keep writing. Go fast. Don't think. Just let the words come out of your hand, from your heart to your hand. Let the story unfold. Let it come out. Even if it doesn't make sense, just let it come out. Names will pop into your head, maybe scenes, maybe smells. All right. There we go, 3 minutes. The 3 minutes are up. Time to stop writing. Take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath and let it out. How was that? Oh, I can't wait to hear your results. Okay. Oh, that was awesome. Did you enjoy that? Did things come out of your head that you didn't expect? You know, I think so. So, you know, the next time you're stuck, think of 3 words that pertain to your business and start writing. They can be benefits, features, results, anything about your business, anything that you want to write about, okay? So remember my little exercise here, your power writing strategy, all right? Okay, so that concludes our session on Author Talk, and I can't wait to hear about your exercises. Let me share a couple of resources with you, and then we'll do our Q&A. All right, I have 2 resources for you today. First, if you have ever thought of doing a workbook or a journal, please send me a note at ann@soyouwantowrite.com, and I will send you a free template, a template for your workbook or a template for your journal, okay, or both. You just let me know what you want. Just email me at ann@soyouwantowrite.com. The second resource I want to share with you is if you are interested in learning how to use WordPress, Armin Morin, one of the top internet marketers in the world, is having WebCamp this weekend. And it's a 3-day workshop on everything about WordPress, how to install it, how to work in it, how to create, how to sell. You know, and the best news is you can watch it from home for free. It is a live streaming event. And I have attended. I'm a member of Armin Morin's WebCamp membership, and so I get to see all his web camps and back ones, you know, former ones for free, and it's a really great thing to be a part of. And so here are the login details for WebCamp with Armin Morin this weekend. It starts on Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. So if you're on the West Coast, you do have to get up a little early. It's on 7 o'clock. The login URL is http://webcamp W-E-B as in boy, camp, C-A-M-P, dot C-C, /streaming, S-T-R-E-A-M-I-N-G. Let me say that again. http://webcamp.cc/ streaming, S-T-R-E-A-M-I-N-G. And once you get to that web page, your password will be capital W, capital C, lowercase WordPress 2015. Okay, let me say that again. Capital W, capital C, WordPress in all lowercase, and then the year 2015. Okay? Now, I've been an Armand Morin fan for more than 10 years and a member of his coaching program, and I'll tell you, he's the best internet marketer and an amazing, phenomenal, great teacher. So I highly recommend it. I'll be in the class. You know, it's definitely worth your time. Okay, so those are the two resources I wanted to share. And then now it's time for our Q&A. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute everyone. And then so if you want to talk, you can talk. And then if you have the TV or radio or you have some noise in the background, after your question, if you could mute yourself again, that would be really great. And mute is star 6. Okay? All right, here we go. Star 5. Whoops. All right, here we go. So, okay, everyone's unmuted, and I want to hear your questions, or if you have, tell me about your results with the exercise. Let's talk. Talk to me.
Hi, Ann. This is Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
I didn't quite get that web, that http://, I didn't get the rest of that.
Okay. All right, the URL is http://. There's two forward slashes.
Okay.
Then the word web camp, W-E-B is a boy camp.
You're going to be able to stay awake?
Dot C-C.
I might not. Oh, I can go to bed right now.
Dot C-C?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
/.
Me too.
Creamy.
After my body's doctor, I'm like,
okay, I got it now.
All right. Did you get the password?
Yeah, WC capital WordPress lowercase 2015.
Yes. All right. Very
okay,
nice.
Thanks.
How long does it last?
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello. How long does it last?
It's 3 days. It's 3 full days. It's a full-on workshop. And what's really great about it is that what I've done is I watch the webcam. I have it on my screen on my computer. I go in. I can put it on loud, and I can go in the kitchen and make myself a sandwich. I can watch, you know, take notes. If he talks about it, if he gets into a subject that's not my, that I'm not interested in that, I can walk away, come back, and it's very easy to watch. But it is, it's the full-on weekend.
So what
so
does it start at?
How many hours?
And ends at 6 or something like that each day?
Yeah. It's from 10, it's like from 7 to 3 West Coast time, so 10 to 6 each day.
Okay.
Hi, Ann.
I'm going to sneak another cookie.
Who's this? Vicky?
Hi, this is Kelly.
Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the writing assignment just now. Years ago back in high school, we had to do something similar, but
yeah,
they didn't
okay.
give us any prompts.
This is just about over. It's like 2 more minutes.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh, okay. I heard somebody talking. They didn't give us any prompts. In high school, we'd have to write and write, so I kind of failed at it, but I was surprised today that I could accomplish
it.
With the prompt words, the 4 words.
Yes, that makes a really big difference.
Uh-huh.
And and you can pick, and I have an exercise in my book. If you want my book, anybody wants my book, send me a note and I will send you an electronic copy of my book. And there's a whole page full of prompts, and there's a whole chapter on five different ways to create content. And it's really, really, it's a really fun way to get inspired, and it gives you that confidence that, you know what, I can write. I can do this.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So what is the name
delighted.
Of the e-book?
The book is called 7 Easy Steps to Write Your Book.
Okay. And email you if you want that.
Yes, email me at ann@soyouwantowrite.com.
Okay, no more, babe. Or I can't bring you out again because you'll be so hyper and wired, and your dad and mom will say to me, no more.
Hello? To the person who's talking about, I can't bring you out to you, or can you mute yourself, please? Thank you. Star 6.
Let's go.
We can hear your whole conversation.
Really
thank you.
And this is Shelly.
Yes. Hey, Shelly.
Hi. How do you stay motivated? I start writing, but, you know, I stop for a while, and I get
into time. I'm
just going to
take him into the nursery room there.
I can write
and
write,
and
then
I just
put it aside.
I can't hear. I can't
I'm hearing
hear
somebody's
you.
Conversation.
I'm sure
yes,
they're crowded.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I
well, no, just go. We're fine. This is just about
hello?
Over. Just go.
Yeah, I don't think you can hear.
Okay.
Somebody
hello?
Else is talking, but I was wanting to know, how do you stay motivated? I have a tendency to start and put the writing aside.
Whoever's talking in between and talking in the question, can they please mute? We can't hear anything.
Somebody who's talking, please, we can't hear.
Okay, I have an idea. Why don't everybody press star 6 to mute yourself.
Oh, yeah, it will. You can't have any iced tea.
Yeah.
And how do you unmute?
A star 6 again.
Okay.
The person who's talking can't hear me. They're not listening. If everybody could star 6 and mute themselves, please. Star 6, please. No, I don't think they can hear me. Okay, Kelly. And so what's your question again? You are having challenges because you start writing, then you stop, and then you start?
Resurrected an ancient memory of the
fact. Kelly, was that your question?
They told me, yes, in Paris.
My question, Anne, that was somebody else.
Oh, okay. So what is your question, please?
Me, Kelly?
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you I enjoyed the four prompts. And I had the example in high school, we had to write continually, but I couldn't do it because I had no prompts. So I liked that. Yeah, that was my point. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad that worked for you. And there's lots of exercises in my book. So send me a note, and I will send you my book, the electronic version. And I think it's chapter 6. You'll see all kinds of ways to get you going and keep you going and keep you inspired, because writing is a lonely thing, you know, and sometimes it's hard to stay inspired. And again, a lot of my new authors or first-time authors don't realize this, but when you're writing a book, you don't write for 8 hours a day. You write for just a little while, you know. Writing is maybe an hour, 2 hours, three max, and then you put it away. And then maybe if you can write just for an hour or two every day, that's a great thing. But certainly not all day, every day. And so I hope that alleviates some pressure for you.
Yeah, it does.
Hey. Oh, good, good. And remember that there's a difference between a writer and an author. A lot of people, I know a lot of my authors have said, well, you know, I don't think I'm a writer. I've never been a writer. How can I write a book? Well, you know what? Writing a book is not a writer. You're an author, and here's the difference. A writer writes every day as they're living. They write articles or podcasts or blogs or, you know, stories or, you know, they write work on books. That's a writer. They get paid for their writing every day. Okay? That's how they make their living. An author is different. An author puts their materials together. They organize their materials. They have a key message that they want to be, that they want to share. And that key message is organized into a book and published. And so that's the difference between a writer and an author. Does that make sense?
I need to hear a little bit about the author again. The writer makes sense. The author doesn't.
The author is someone who has a message, who has content and paper, some points to make, and they organize their materials and they publish it in a book. And that's the difference between an author and a writer.
Okay.
And hopefully that will alleviate some pressure as well.
As far as just writing small amounts each day?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
You know, because some people say, you know, I want to write a book, but their belief says I'm not a writer.
Okay.
And so that's right. We're not writers. We're authors. And there's a difference there.
I haven't started a blog, but I did start up a new Facebook page just for fun, just so I can post some small snippet writings for practice.
That's a great idea.
That's a
great idea, you know, and have fun with the page. You know, I follow a lot of people, and there are certain people, and all they do is, you know, they just rag. You have to have lessons. They feel like they have to put something important in there, a lesson.
Yeah.
You know what? It's good to have a lesson, you know, and I do it like every three blogs, like, all right, you know, here's how to get inspired, blah, blah, blah. Or you want to? Are you thinking about writing a book? Blah, blah, blah. But then I'll put a picture of my dog, and then I'll put a picture of, you know, hey, here's where I'm at today, and I'll put something fun, something a little bit about me, not too personal, but something more, you know, unbusiness. And this way it's fun to read.
Yeah. And I did post about your conference call today, and then I'm going to go back and put what I learned.
Oh, how nice. Thank you. That's
something
very kind.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. All right.
Can I just add something? Can I just ask? This is Moshe Liebler. I just want to ask things.
Hey, Rabbi Moshe. Nice to
how
hear
are
your
you?
Voice.
No,
good.
Thank you so much. I want to just add, I am not a writer at all, but one of the things that you told me that was really powerful for me is that I'm going to be talking my book.
Yes.
So that's the same idea what you're saying. I don't have to be a writer, but I can be an author.
Yes. Yes. Very nice. I like that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I'm looking forward to your trigger sentences, Rabbi.
And this is Laverne.
Hey, Laverne. And nice to hear your voice.
I'm in your coaching program, but anyway, last time you talked about the headline analyzer.
Yes.
So I've been doing this on all my chapter titles and also on the topics. Is that the right thing to do?
Yes, absolutely. Have you been getting good results? Have you been getting more powerful headings?
Oh, yes. I got 111.11 on one.
Oh, that is awesome. That's like the best you can get.
I know. I thought it was great. But I am contemplating maybe changing the title. So I'm going to see should I wait till after I get all my chapter headings and topics done and see whether the title is the right one.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I've changed
don't
it already.
This is for everybody. You know, don't worry about the title. If you have an idea for a title and a subtitle, great. If you have ideas for your chapters, headings, great. But not until you talk your book and everything is out of your heart, out of your head, then you can finalize the book title, the subtitle, the chapter title. But you let them evolve. Let them come alive.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice. You're welcome, Laverne. Okay. Who else wants to share or has a question?
Is it good? Did I interrupt someone?
No, go ahead.
Is it a good therapy to write even if you're not a writer or not an author?
Oh, absolutely. Writing or talking and writing and dictating is very, very cathartic. It's a very powerful healing tool, and it's also a great way to, just get something off your chest, to just talk about it, even if you're just talking to yourself or writing it down or dictating it or typing it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's called journaling.
I need that in my life.
Yes, because it also relaxes you. And lots of people journal at different times of the day. I know that when I was working with Tony Robbins, I was with him for 10 years, and he journaled every single day. Come heck or high water, sometimes he journaled for 5, 10 minutes. Sometimes he would journal for an hour.
Can it help
on where he was.
Can it help in fighting and trying to break an addiction?
You know, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know about that. Here's what I do know. I have had a couple of my clients who have had a family member who was addicted.
Uh-huh.
And for the mother that was not addicted, watching her daughter going through all this pain, journaling helped her to, release, helped her to understand, helped her remain calm.
Okay. Yeah.
And this is Sharon Major. Can I add a little bit to that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. So non-dominant handwriting or non-dominant handwriting journaling might actually fill that role that she's questioning about, helping with the addiction, because when you non-dominant handwrite and you journal that way, then you communicate more with your subconscious mind, and
like,
some creative solutions might come along with that.
So I'm left-handed, write with my right hand?
So, yes. If you're naturally right-handed, you would write with your left-handed. When you first start it will be a little bit difficult to read, but as you practice it, it will become much easier for you to read.
What am I supposed to write? What's the exercise like?
You could ask questions. You could, with your right hand, you would ask the question. With the left hand, you would give the answer. So your question was, can I break an addiction with journaling?
Yes.
And so the answer to that is, you could write with your right hand. Can I break an addiction with journaling? Write the answer with your left hand, and you may be surprised at what answers might come up for you with it.
Okay, so is the whole thing asking deep questions, trying to get to the root, and then my left hand tries to answer?
That's
the whole thing?
It doesn't necessarily have to be deep questions. It's a way of getting your conscious mind out of the way.
Okay.
And allowing your subconscious mind the opportunity to, and your subconscious mind is so creative in giving that answer. So personally for myself, and this is just for me, I'm just sharing this with me, I get so much more depth to my writing and so many more creative answers with my writing when I do it with my non-dominant hand as opposed to my dominant hand.
And does the non-dominant
Thank you for sharing that, Sharon. That was really, really important. All right, let's let some other authors ask some questions, and then we can always get back to this. says,
could you give us
question?
Could you give us that analyzer name again, so we can those of us that didn't get that we could also use it?
Yes. Let me find it. I'll get it open in just 1 second. And okay. Let's take some calls in the meantime, and I'll come back to it. I'm just going to look it up right now. Hold on. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Here is the link. Oh, okay. Here's the link for the analyzer tool. It's www.A as in Apple, M as in Mary, Institute.com.
www-A as in Apple, M as in Mary, Institute.com.
Yes, but it's www.aminstitute. There's no dash.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. What other questions do we have today? What about the exercise?
What about,
go ahead.
What about the fear of somebody finding your journal? I've got a fear of that. Somebody reading my private journal.
Yes, you know, yes, and that, you know, you can, do you handwrite it or do you type it on your computer?
Both.
Okay, well, I know on the computer, you know, you can always put a code on it. You can lock your documents in Word, and that works as long as you don't forget the password. And in your journal, depending on how big the journal, how heavy the journal is, you know, because the whole point of journaling is to be honest, to just write and really what's in your heart. And, yeah, if somebody else wrote it, it might be embarrassing or maybe it might hurt them, but that's what your feelings are. And your journaling needs to be authentic. So you have to find a good spot to hide it or you keep it with you at all times.
Okay.
But I would not be afraid to write. You
know,
this is your journal.
Okay.
That's a good question. All right. What else do we have today? Anybody want to talk about their experience with writing strategy using three words?
I could read you. This is Lady Sarah. I could read you what I wrote, which I thought was interesting.
Okay, what did you write?
The cell phone was ringing in the chapel. Nobody was there to answer it. The wedding bells that should be ready for the big day was missing. Who would steal a wedding bell? Where was the person whose cell phone was ringing? Suddenly, the door opened and the groom entered with the missing bell. The cell phone rang again, so he answered, and his happiness turned to shock. The wedding was canceled. Could that really be true? He quickly called his bride to find out what happened. She said she didn't know, but she was going to be there. He said, I'll be there too.
Wow, that was in 3 minutes, huh?
In 3 minutes, yep.
That was pretty good. What did you think of it? Did you have enjoyed doing that exercise?
Well, it was good for me because I think that I could use for the words words of what I'm dealing with, and then see how what I can do with that, because I have definitely in the things that I'm working on a vocabulary that in essence to that subject, and I could do this with some of those words that I'm having trouble with explaining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think, yes.
All right. Okay. So, all right. Very nice. Okay. Well, if there aren't any other questions, Sharon and Were there any more questions about the journaling or the writing with the left and the right hand that you wanted to ask?
I have another question about the left and the right hand. So the non-dominant hand, does it always have to ask questions, or can it say things?
No, it can just say things. I'm sorry, Anne. Did you want me to answer that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It can just say, so when I non-dominant hand write, sometimes I sit down with the intention to write on a topic.
Uh-huh.
And I'm quite surprised at what comes out with that.
Okay.
So you can just have a topic in mind. I'm going to write about this today.
Okay.
And you'll be real surprised where it goes
and
what the outcome of that is. So you don't always, it's just if you're starting at it, it's easy to ask the question and then answer. But I believe that as you progress, you won't do that.
Pardon me?
As you progress, you won't ask the question and answer.
Oh, okay. I'll just start out small then, and it'll grow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a good piece of advice.
Thank you, Sharon, for sharing that.
Thank you. I hope I didn't step in where I shouldn't have.
No, you didn't.
Of course not. That was very good. That was very, very good.
Anne, this is Tommy. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I got another call, so I muted, and I didn't know how to unmute till just now. But the analyzer link, I think I missed that. What does that pertain to?
Oh, the analyzer link. What that does is that you key in some words, and it helps you come create a powerful title, heading.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, I can see all the emails. I got about a dozen emails here asking for the workbook and the template. And if with your permission, I'll send them out first thing in the morning, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, if there aren't any other questions, I'll go ahead and say good night. And I want to thank everyone for being on the call and joining me tonight. I hope it was inspirational and it helped. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to our next session on Wednesday, January 6th at 5 o'clock Pacific time. And so I wanted to wish everybody happy, happy holidays. And good night, everyone. This is Anne McIndoe, the Audience Coach. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night. Thank you.
I would show him what song was coming up next in the show, and he'd look at the music, he'd say, oh, that. And this went on for years, and one night I said, is there something wrong between you and Strangers in the Night? And he said, I don't like that song. And I said, 9 million records, and you don't like that. I should have such dislikes. I would love to have dislikes like that one. But no, he just didn't care for that. His judgment, when he first heard it, and here again, the great international songbook. That song was written by a man named Bert Kempfert in Frankfurt, Germany. The same man who wrote More, More Than the Greatest Love the World Has Known, Theme from Mondo Cani, Spanish Eyes, El Martino Had a Big Hit, that's Bert Kempfert. The great international songbook. And Sinatra Heard Strangers in the Night. He said, that's a hit. Get it recorded right away. He said, that song's a big hit. And it was. Huge hit. Sinatra was the master of all of them. One time, before his death, in 1977, they interviewed Bing Crosby. And the person who interviewed Bing Crosby on television said, what is this with Sinatra? Why is he so continuously popular? And Bing Crosby, the great Bing Crosby, thought for a minute. He said, Sinatra is the only one of us who gets through to all age groups. The line about Crosby is that Crosby said, a singer like Frank Sinatra comes along only once in a lifetime. Why did it have to be mine? People coming in the show to hear Sinatra music, they're 18, 16, 23. And they're not there because they were forced to be there. They're enjoying themselves. And they come to me afterwards. They said, we have just discovered this music. And I said, I believe you've made a very important discovery. There's that great international songbook as interpreted by the great international master. We went in South America recently, and I meet radio personalities from the Spanish-speaking country south of the border, and the radio disc jockeys, these yokies, they tell me they play all their local artists and Frank Sinatra. And I say, you play Sinatra? And he says, see, Francisco, he wrote the book. This is their viewpoint, and that I find so touching.
So I say, the final curtain.
He was the music director for, as you say, the last 7 years when he was performing.
Right.